Open your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 29 and 30. In those days, they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. 30. But everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Say that amen louder. Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 2. What mean ye that he is this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge? May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Please, you may be seated for a minute. Just 2 points or three. The fathers and the ancestors that ate the sour grape, that ate the sour oranges. Have you ever eaten orange that is not ripe? Like lemon or lime. What did it do to your teeth? It kujerized it. You understand what it means to be set on edge? It's like when you've had scaling and polishing and you take anything, what happens? There's that extra sensitivity. Now, the fathers and the ancestors who made covenants and did whatever iniquitous things they did and brought upon themselves afflictions and limitations. The Bible says that those who did it are the ones that will suffer the consequences. No more will we, the children that were descendants of those people, come in our own generation and be suffering for what they did. Is anybody listening to me? I'm saying this so that we can be angry in the spirit. So that from now onwards, why should you be in Abuja and be seeing yourself in your village? Why should you be in London and be seeing yourself in your village? Why should you be anywhere in the world and be seeing yourself back in your old primary school? That devil has been defeated. Is anybody a believer in this house this morning? What does the scriptures tell us? It tells us in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13. Can we look at that? Colossians 1, 13. We have been translated. He says, who has delivered us from the power of what? And has translated us into the kingdom of who? The day you got born again, God took you from the kingdom of this world and translated you into the kingdom of his son. Translation is a transmogrification process. There is no link between what it used to be like and what it now is. It is like a butterfly. When it was not yet a butterfly, it was a larva. It was a worm, an egg, ugly looking, creeping creature that could not move with speed, that could not do anything, and it fed on some nasty leaves and stayed on the back of plants. But then one day comes and it is moved from that pupa stage and it's translated, and one day that thing falls off that creeping, crawling thing on the ground and it becomes a beautiful butterfly that takes off in the air. That is what God has done for you and I. You came from that creeping, crawling earth of your village, that creeping, crawling earth of your ancestral lineage, that creeping, crawling earth of where you were delivered from, and God has translated you into the kingdom of his dear son. You have been translated, transmogrified. You take off as a butterfly in the sky. You are no longer on the earth to be crawling and begging and suffering and being under affliction. Today, every devil that wants to hold you down, his hold is broken. I said his hold is broken. I said his hold is broken. If there's a believer in the house, you shout a loud amen. Take your seat. Let's look at another scripture. That passage says in Hebrews chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5, Hebrews 11, 5. It says, by faith, Enoch was what? Translated. That he should not see death. That death there, you can replace it with sickness, affliction, limitation. crown. He was what? He was translated that he should not see death and was not found. Why? Because God translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Beloved, when you get born again, you are translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God's dear son. What do we do? How do we appropriate this translation? Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13. You are all aware of that passage. Can we read together? It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Call the name of your village. From the curse of Ikachi. Call wherever you are from. Be made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Yes? 14. That the blessing of Abraham might come on Becky through Christ Jesus, that I might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Is there anybody in the house today that is ready to receive the promise of the Spirit? The curses of your father, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, today, as you appropriate what God has done for you, they are taking off and you are taking flight. If you believe it, shout aloud, amen. Amen. And finally, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. I'm sure you're also very aware of that passage. What do we do to appropriate our translation? Can we read it together? But ye are a... No. Let's apply it to ourselves. But I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar person, that I should show forth the praises of him who has called me out of darkness. Wait. Wait. Out of darkness. We are going to say out of darkness. Out of the darkness of your village. Out of the darkness of idolatry. Out of the darkness of witchcraft, of where you are coming from. Out of the darkness. You call it, okay? So, who has translated? Can we go? Show forth his praises of him who has called me out of darkness of Benue State, darkness of Igedeland, darkness of Nigeria, darkness of backwardness, darkness of retrogression, in the name of Jesus. And what did he do with us? And he has called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Verse 10, let's go. Which in time past were not a people, but now I am a person of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now I have obtained mercy. Anybody obtained mercy? Shout yes! Shout yes! We are going to go ahead and pray now. Are you ready to pray now? Are you ready to take your place? We are lifting up our voice first and foremost, and we are praying. Anyone, anywhere that I have been tied down by any altar, ancestral altar, I don't belong to those ancestors again. No. I don't belong to that ancestral lineage. I have been translated by the blood of Jesus. I have become a new person. I am a royal priesthood. I am an holy nation. I have been called to show forth his goodness, to show forth his greatness. So say after me, Father, every ancestral altar that is monitoring my life for diabolical purposes, every ancestral altar from my village, where I see myself, where they are remote controlling me, where they are putting me down, today I set myself free. I set myself free. Lift up your voice and pray. Can you get on the mic? Every altar monitoring my life, I set you on fire. 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 Jaya, 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 jaya Jesus Christ. Amen. Now listen to me. We are still praying in this line. There are altars of backwardness that draw people back. People seeing themselves in their old primary school, seeing themselves writing examinations that they have written years ago, seeing themselves stagnated. Then many times in the physical, what should materialize, it becomes canceled. The breakthrough they are about to enter spoils. Whatever backwardness altar is monitoring your life, you are setting it on fire today in the name of Jesus. They will no longer be able to stop you in the name of Jesus. The last time they came against you and they were able to stop you is the last time forever. Listen to me. Somebody shared an encounter with me on Sunday. Somebody is coming around her to marry her, and then she sees in the dream this time around, because every time that happens, it spoils. It spoils. Even she herself would tell the person no, without any cogent reason. She would just say no. Then she saw herself that she was taking somebody to her village to introduce him. That is for introduction for marriage. And then she saw a mighty huge serpent that stood in the way and was warning them, where are you going? And then God stepped in and blasted that serpent. That serpent was killed, roasted by fire. That is the kind of thing that is about to happen to somebody here. Every ancestral altar that says you shouldn't go forward, that says you should not have your children, that says you should not get married, that says you should not prosper, that says you should not pass a certain level of amount of money, today we set it on fire. Somebody shout fire. Somebody shout fire. Somebody shout fire. Lift up your voice, say, Father, every altar of backwardness monitoring my life, today I set that altar on fire. I set that altar on fire. I set that altar on fire. Lift up your voice and pray. Everything fighting my life, fighting my destiny, every satanic
Rosha. Yes, what the Rosha. Yes, what the Rosha. Yes, where the Rosha. Today marks your end. Today marks your end. Yes, what the Rosha. Yes, what the Rosha. In the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to pray. Disconnecting ourselves this morning from altars of familiar liabilities, altars of inherited liabilities. Like that lady testified, the father died of hypertension, and then here she was having a mysterious hypertension that the more she was taking drugs, the worse it was becoming. I just saw a young lady like that, was it on Saturday, and then saw her text again yesterday. All right. The more the drug she's taking, the more the blood pressure was going up. Then they changed the drug. She took that drug. The blood pressure came down to baby's blood pressure. And then before you can say praise the Lord, by evening of the same day, it goes back up. Is that not Satan? Inherited liabilities. The fathers, the forefathers that ate the sour grape, it is them that their state will be set on edge. From today, every inherited liability, whether it is hypertension, whether it is diabetes, whether it is a chronic peptic ulcer disease, whether it is arthritis, whether it is congestive cardiac failure, whether it is cancer that runs in the family line, whatever it is, today, say after me, Father, I reject and I take authority over every liability, over every limitation. He shall have no place in my life again. Today it ends. Lift up your voice and pray. Let us. Your place is over. Your home is over. In Jesus' name, liberties are already taking place. Demons are flying out of people already. People are already having encounters. Finally, we're going to pray, taking authority over yokes of dryness, yokes of barrenness, yokes of fruitlessness, the kind of yokes that either physical children, there are none, or finances, there are none. People plagued with children fibroids, laboring without rewards, laboring and are at the verge of success. Something just goes wrong. We are going to pray and take authority over it. We have been redeemed from that satanic spell that runs in your family lineage, that runs in your ancestry, that runs amongst your tribe. There are some tribes that nothing can ever come out of them in certain lines. Today, it is coming to an end in your life in the name of Jesus. Today, it is coming to an end in your life in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice, say after me, Father, I renounce barrenness, of failed marriages, of delayed marriage, of failure at the edge of breakthrough, of laboring without rewards, I renounce every yoke of dryness, financial dryness, dryness of wombs, uterine fibroids, satanic limitations. Today, I set myself free. I declare my freedom. I declare my liberty. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Let the people go free. Let Shokola la 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 la. Let Kona la 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 la. Let Kona la 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 la. Let Kona la 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 la. Let Breda la 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 la. Reba Kwayada Kwayada Kanyaga Kwadaya. Let Kwadayaga la Kanyaya. Let Kwadayaga la Kwayada. Let Kwadayaga la Kwayada. Let Kwadayaga la Kwayada. The failures of my parents shall not be my failure. The tendencies of my ancestral lineage shall not be my tendencies. Les soit les quoi les soit les quoi les soit la catoise, les coronavirus, les soit les gagnants, les coronavirus. In Jesus' name. I had said finally, but as we are praying, I just realized that we also need to pray. Now, the satanic altars have been set on fire, and all that has been destroyed. We are going to establish the altar of God in our lives, in our families. You are praying on behalf of yourself, on behalf of your brothers, your sisters, your cousins, your loved ones, your grandchildren, your children. We are establishing the altar of God. And listen to me. All the bank accounts that they opened for you in the realm of the spirit, they have been closed in the name of Jesus. We are now going to declare our physical bank accounts become functional. Become functional. The wombs that they tied in the realm of the spirit, the wombs have been opened. You declare the physical wombs are now functional. The marriages they tied in the realm of the spirit, it has been broken. You will declare the physical marriages to be functional. Lift up your voice and pray. 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 Let's open it up. Father, we give you praise. Thank you because it has been restored. Thank you because it has been put back. Thank you because what the enemy has stolen has been restored, has been refunded, has been returned. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we are praying. Father, we thank you. Thank you because what has been stolen has been restored. What has been taken has been refunded. What was closed is now open. What was not working is now functioning. functioning. We reestablish today the altars of God in place of the satanic altars in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up